This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Canada's Haida Indians finally rebury ancestral remains recovered from a U.S. museum. First, though, during the run-up to the war in Iraq, a number of normally liberal writers and columnists found themselves in what's been dubbed the "I Can't Believe I'm a Hawk" Club. They were pro-war. A year later, our colleagues at Slate magazine have reconvened the club to ask whether any of the one-time war supporters have changed their thinking. George Packer has written about Iraq for The New Yorker. He's one of the contributors to Slate's forum, and he spoke earlier with Day to Day's Mike Pesca.
George Packer, it was the New York Times editor-in-chief who came up with the phrase, "I can't believe I'm a hawk." Were you ever in that club?
Yeah, I think I was. I mean, for me, it was so much 51-49 that it was really a matter of not being able to oppose it rather than being a full-throated proponent of it.
All the people who are engaged in this discussion on Slate, I guess they call it the discussion among the liberal hawks, I think everyone says that, well, yes, Blair and Bush at least exaggerated to get us into the war. And some move on from there, but for some it's a real sticking point. What's it for you?
For me, that's a serious matter. And I think they did more than exaggerate. I think they deceived in order to get us into the war. Our listeners could refer themselves to the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace's brand new report on weapons and Iraq to see just how wrong the administration was in a systematic way. And that, to me, is a major piece of damage that was done on the way to war. It's not enough to make me think this war shouldn't have happened. And the simple reason is I am overjoyed that Saddam Hussein is out of power and in prison and headed for trial, and that Iraqis have a modest chance now of creating a more decent government.
Of course, the Bush administration's line is that this was not an optional war. If weapons weren't imminent, and they certainly implied that they were all but imminent. But some people, on the Slate discussion at least, like Tom Friedman of the New York Times, he says it was an optional war. He just says this was the right option. What do you think about that issue?
Yeah, I think Tom Friedman's argument is essentially that we had to do something in order, A, to show that we were serious about protecting ourselves against this worldwide threat of what some call Islamist totalitarianism, and also, on the positive side of the ledger, to try to create something like representative government in the middle of the Arab world as a way to let in the air and the light that Arab societies need. And we needed to do something. We just couldn't allow it to continue in the state of long-term decay and growing frustration among young Arabs especially.
Well, you've spent a lot of time in Iraq. You reported for The New Yorker in a very lengthy piece, and you've seen it up close. Seeing what you saw there, does that make you change your mind about either any of the opinions that you had or what some other people have been saying as justifications, like Tom Friedman's argument?
You know, it made me all the more convinced that it was a good thing that we had rid the country of Saddam and Ba'athist rule. On the other hand, Iraq today, Iraqi society is in such upheaval, and the current trends and forces are not moving in a direction of liberal values. They're moving in a direction of group power, competing with group power, and it's a very dangerous situation, and I don't think the American authorities there know what to do about it. All of that made me a much less ardent proponent of war as a means of changing other societies.
If you were president, would you have tried to make the case just based on the humanitarian argument and then let the chips fall where they may, mm-hmm. because you probably know that a humanitarian argument usually isn't one, especially after 9/11, that's going to get America to take action. So what would you have done?
You're right that humanitarianism alone would never have persuaded Americans to risk our own sons and daughters in order to free Iraqis. On the other hand, if you can't bring the country into a war by leveling with them, then you probably have no business doing it, because we are a democracy. And also, there was a long-term threat. Saddam, as they say, was out of his box. And it's possible that over the next 5 or so years, he could have got the nuclear program back up and running. But I think to have said he had it up and running and they were very close to producing a nuke did terrible damage to the administration's case for war. And they should never have done that.
George Packer is a staff writer for The New Yorker, and he's writing a book about America in Iraq. Thanks very much, George.
Thank you.
That interview by Day Today's Mike Pesca, and you'll find Slate's discussion among the so-called liberal hawks at slate.com.